You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
This is a substantial punishment if convicted. In New York, diabetics are being warned not to buy test strips being sold on the black market. Signs posted around Syracuse promise cash for anyone who wants to sell their test strips. It appears the goal is to resell the strips to diabetics who don't have health insurance. An official with SUNY's Joslin Diabetes Center warns against buying resold test strips. Christy Shaver tells Syracuse.com the sensitive chemicals on the strips can be tainted if they're exposed to extreme temperatures. The Archdiocese of New York is teaming up with the city to give the homeless a place to rest their heads. The Archdiocese plans to provide up to 150 beds this winter for homeless individuals living on the streets. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Heidi & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heidi & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, welcome to Talented People. If you heard me before ranting, I spilled coffee all over my new computer, and that's not good. But anyway, life goes on, I guess. My husband's going to be a little bit bumming about that because I did that with wine about 6 months ago, and that cost a fortune. But anyway, welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:06 on September 23rd. It is so gorgeous in Hunterdon County, New Jersey today. If you happen to be listening in, we have got two guests back to back on Talented People that are going to be so much fun for you to listen into. Colleen Kelly, my business partner here at Talented People, Mariah Media, Jeannie Murphy PR, is in studio. I'll give you the update on the weather, but I do want you to know that it has been gorgeous. And today, it's clear right now, tonight with a low about 50, north wind 5 to 9 miles per hour, sunny all day on Thursday with a high of 78, Thursday night partly cloudy with a low about 57, Friday partly sunny with a high of 73, mostly cloudy on Friday night with a low about 52, partly sunny all day on Saturday with a high of 72, and then mostly cloudy with a low about 51 on Saturday night, partly sunny again on Sunday with a high of 71, and mostly cloudy with a low about 54 on Sunday night, partly sunny again all day on Monday, the high is 76, and then a low about 57, and then mostly sunny again on Tuesday. I was telling you that long-winded weather forecast because it's so beautiful and because there's so much going on. And so if you're...
It's the perfect fall weather.
It really is. So nice to have you in the studio today, Colleen.
You too.
Tell us about our guest today.
Well, our guest today is very special to us, because he is the executive director at Princeton Television, which is where we have our show, Talented People, our television show. And he is also going to be part of an event that we are sponsoring. And it's a nonprofit event. Here he is now. We hear him calling in.
Talented People, Jeannie Murphy. Hi, George. Stand by. Getting ready to add you right on the line here. Hold on.
He's calling in.
He's here. Okay, ask him if he can hear us.
Can you hear us, George?
Yes, I can.
Oh, we can hear you too. Great. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, we're so glad to have you here, George. As always, Colleen was going on about you and talking about Princeton Television and how much we appreciate the show. Colleen, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, basically, what we're here to talk about today is the Community Partners program that George is going to be speaking about at the event at the Palace on October 8th for nonprofits. And this is a really exciting program for nonprofits, and everyone that we've ever talked to about or mentioned it to has been like, well, I want to know more. So that's why we had you on, George, so you could explain it a little bit better.
Okay. So what the Community Partners Project is, it's an initiative by Princeton Community Television to partner professional filmmakers with local organizations, nonprofits, or community groups to produce a film about what it is they do, their services, their clientele, whatever it is that they want to make. That might be able to help their organization.
Well, which is so important today because I think everybody needs a video, especially online. That's where people go. I know when I go to a website, I'll click the video to find out what's going on before I'll read text. So visually, it's important for everybody to, you know, go this way. So this is a great opportunity. How does it work?
Well, the way it works is, and I got to say, first off, we're in our pilot program right now, so this is the first year we've been doing it. After the completion of the projects, we'll step back, reevaluate the program, and then offer it again early spring of 2016. But the way it works is we'll post the guidelines on our website, and then we want organizations to apply. They have to meet some criteria. Right now, we're just in Princeton and the greater Mercer area. And they have to be able to put in this, the organization has to be able to put in the sweat equity of making the film. We will provide the filmmaker who will facilitate the project, go over story construction and everything from getting the person started until the very end of the project, even through the editing process. We teach the people how to use the equipment and stuff like that. We pay for any of the expendables and costs that might be incurred. But we want the organizations to provide the sweat equity because it's a learning process. We feel like once they learn how to make one video, then they'll go along and start making more videos that will help their organization.
Well, and it's so true. We talked about this, how, you know, people, if you tell the story in the right way, that's what people, what makes people care about what you're doing. So this gives people an opportunity to tell their story.
Yeah, it's like teaching somebody how to fish as opposed to just giving them a fish.
That's a perfect example. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really about sweat equity, in my opinion, just to add there, if people don't, you know, kind of invest in themselves, they shouldn't expect anyone else to. And if you, you know, you guys have all these resources that are so tremendous. And, you know, for someone to sit down, like you said, and learn how to fish themselves, and then they know what they can do with the resources available, it's just fantastic. It really is such an opportunity. But, you know, I believe the same thing in also kind of things that are free. You know, sometimes people just don't realize the value if they're free. And so, I don't know, I think it's so exciting. And I can't wait to hear your presentation at the Palace on October 8th, George.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So,
well, nowadays, with technology and everything, everybody is a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they either Instagram out a picture, or they tweet out a message, or they post stuff on Facebook or on their websites and stuff like that. However, it is, or they'll post a video on YouTube, it is hard to get access to professional equipment. And so one of the things at Princeton TV, aside from the teaching aspect, is that we provide the professional equipment for people to make a project.
And that makes all the difference in the world when it is the professional equipment, too, I think. And also, you know what's interesting is just what you're talking about is like when you have an opportunity to kind of mentor and teach these nonprofits and otherwise those that need to tell their stories. There's a lot to learn. Like, you know, you can go in and if you're trying to do it on your own without any guidance, you know, it's the lighting and all those things that make experts like you who they are, because, you know, we've tried so many times to make something perfect and forgotten about that or this or that, because it's not, you know, it wasn't our area of expertise. And so, and you know, you are really somebody that really makes a difference, George, in Princeton Community Television across the state, because you really care so much about everybody's mission. You know, over the last, like, it's almost, I think, 4 years now, Colleen and I have been over there with you. Everyone that we meet that knows you knows that you care about their story themselves and their mission. And then when you've got something like that behind you, and then you've got on top of that the resources and everything else that you have, you know, can't thank you enough.
Oh, you're welcome. Guys seem to have a good time when you're here at the station.
We always have a good time, but we have our best time when we're there at your station, not here in the radio, at your station there at Princeton Television.
It's very
well,
true.
Well, what's good about you guys is that I think you like all the tech stuff that we have, and you like to learn, you like the learning process, and I can tell from the projects that you're making now to when you first started are 1,000 degrees much better. You guys should be able to consider yourself professional filmmakers now.
Well, good.
Wow.
We do.
High five, Colleen. Thanks, George. We got an A+ on our report card.
Yes.
It is definitely, but you know, there again, it says, you know, it has been almost 4 years now, and it has taken so much time to get it, to understand all the moving parts. Colleen, you talk about it because you're the producers.
I just learned.
You both.
I'm amazed at how much I've learned, and I feel like I had this amazing opportunity to have the best education. Like, where else could you go and learn how to produce a television show? And, you know, just being someone off the street. So that's what Princeton Television can do for somebody, really. And I watch some of the interns that come in through there, and they're all excited. And like, do you realize how lucky you are that you get to be, you know, because if you're interning at a big place, what are you going to do? Go get coffee for everybody? They get to get hands-on experience, which is so great.
Right. And some of our things, like, George, when you've actually had us run go down to, like, the Jenkinson's Pavilion, or the aquarium, and do the follow-up story, because it's already, can you believe it's 3 years on the anniversary of Sandy on October 29th already?
I still have a lot of trees down, so it feels like yesterday.
I know, me too. We got a, just for everybody out there listening, I know that they, you know, many times had listened in to some of the interviews that we've had with FEMA, the recovery process and so on, and they are coming back again, I believe, on the 28th, the day before the 3 year anniversary. But, you know, for me, just like when you sent us down there, I literally, like, Colleen was, you know, filming and understanding your equipment, amazing stuff. And I was just listening to the stories like you're talking about, you know, another one of these examples of someone telling the story, but the story behind the story kind of thing, where that if they didn't have a chance to say that, who would have ever known that there were like these 10 people who were so dedicated to not leaving no matter what. You know, because they had it's their family, the aquarium and all of the different animals and, you know, fish and so on were all so important to them that they really seriously stuck it out there. And honestly, I just sat there and cried the whole time while they were being filmed. They didn't even need anybody to talk. It was just their story. So that's what we're talking about today, right?
Yeah. And what is so great is that you guys, when everybody was talking about Hurricane Sandy, you brought in a different perspective, which I think that is one of the greatest things about community media, is bringing in different perspectives and different points of view.
George, how long have you been doing community media?
Oh, since the early 90s.
And how did you get involved in it?
I got involved with it because I was started one of the first access stations in Philadelphia. It was an educational access channel at Drexel University, and one day Comcast came in and drilled a hole in the wall and ran the cable in and then just said go. So I had no formal training, just learned by the seat of my pants, and I love it.
That's great. Well, you can tell that you love it.
How many shows do you produce over there now?
We produce about 30 regular weekly programs.
That really is extraordinary. And tell us about some of the top 10 shows there, because we know that when you send out the E! Newsletter, which everybody should follow you guys on Twitter, it's TV, is it TV Princeton?
Yeah.
At TV Princeton, if you're listening along, you should actually take a second and follow them, because when they send out information on the community, on Princeton, it's not only about Princeton, it's about state New Jersey across the board, and all of the shows, you know, have application around there. And so tell us about some of the top shows you have.
Jeannie, you're asking me to judge people's programs.
No, you don't have to judge.
We're a place where everybody's program is just as important as the next person's program.
No, oh, that's great. No, it is true. I do think it's interesting to see the lineups, though, and I know that Michelle is...
Michelle Kramer.
I'm going to call her Kramer again, because that's my high school friend, Michelle Kramer. I do it every time. Nope. I'm just... Actually, she popped up in my in-basket just now again. She does a really good job on her show, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of really...
And you can watch
there's
it
a lot
online.
Of new shows that are really kind of exciting there, too, because I've been spending a lot of time over at Princeton lately, so... I've gotten to meet a lot of, you know, new faces.
Love it. But what about, yeah, talk about how people can watch the shows online on Vimeo, and also they stream live online, so you don't have to be part of the Princeton community area just to be able to see the shows.
Of course, you can watch them
for
anywhere.
People living outside of Princeton, they can watch us, well, on Fios. They scatter us around Mercer County, parts of Montgomery, parts of Somerset. So people should check there on channel 45, but the way most people can watch is either go into our website, princetontv.org, or if they have a Roku box, they can look for us in the TV and movie section, and we have our own Roku channel.
All right, great. Well, we're going to go to our first break here. It's Talented People. It's about 3:21 on September 23rd. Hope you're having a nice fall, enjoying it. We're talking with George McCullough. He is the executive producer and director of Princeton Television. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HuntertonChamber.org.
All right, welcome back to Talented People again. It's already 3:23 on September 23rd. Hope you're having a great day. It's so gorgeous in New Jersey. It's been like that, for the last month or so. Just absolutely extraordinary weather. I want to let you know that we have George McCullough on the line. He's called in from Princeton Television. He's talking about some of the filmmaking resources and grants and so on, support that are available, that he's going to be talking about in detail on October 8th. And I want to let you know about this because it's an event that, if you're online, you probably haven't missed it. We have to remind everybody that it's actually all happening on the same one day. Everything that I'm going to mention to you real quick is on October 8th. It's being brought to you by Unity Bank and Mariah Media. Unity Bank is a partner of the community. They're a community bank. They've done an extraordinary job of recognizing throughout the state of New Jersey and their 15 plus branches, outstanding people, and they want to do more. So they're bringing to nonprofits and to those who want to network for profit businesses that could actually do a little mentoring, guiding to the nonprofit guests and become a guest at the Palace at Somerset Park again on 10/8. Now, this is a really amazing event because it's a full day. CEU credits are being offered by the Mercer Institute of Management and Technology Training. Tickets are very reasonable. It's a breakfast and lunch. It's all inclusive. There are promotional codes available, but basically a nonprofit rate is $90 per person and for-profit rates $125. If you're out there and you want to become a sponsor, or if you want to sponsor some nonprofit clients of yours that would make a difference to them and keep them moving forward, then you can get in touch with us. You can go to Eventbrite. You can look up anything on the internet. You'll see pretty much lessons from the leaders. It is best practices for nonprofits, again, at the Palace at Somerset Park, the most extraordinary place in itself, on Thursday, October 8th. Let me just read through really quickly the lineup, and you won't believe, again, it's all in one day. Basically, 9:15 a.m. starts the morning with a keynote by Michelle Sikirka. She is the president and CEO of New Jersey Business and Industry Association, NJBIA. She's going to talk about nonprofit Nirvana, and she's just totally awesome in herself. So that, I'm sure if you come there, if you're a for-profit or nonprofit, you're going to love to listen to what she has to say. She looks out for all the different types of industries and all the different size companies, large and small, across the state of New Jersey. Leah Pontani is the executive director for the Mercer Institute of Management and Technology Training again, and she's going to talk from 10:30 a.m. to 11 about board leadership and grant writing tips. And literally, there is a database. She's going to instruct everyone where to go, what the deadlines are, and how easy it is for funding for nonprofits. And they don't even realize this money is right there and available. And all you have to do is follow the deadline dates, and it's not so difficult. So if you're a nonprofit out there and you want to learn about it, the just being there for the day is going to make it all the difference over the next period of, you know, your future as a business owner. 11 o'clock, Ellen Nardoni. She is the trustee for the Paul Nardoni Foundation. She is an award-winning foundation that has the most, you know, really cool program. I'm going to let her tell you about it. How to differentiate your nonprofit from the rest at 11 o'clock on the 8th. Then David Gray, if you recognize the name, he is one of the former founders. He's going to be actually on this show at 4 o'clock, Talented People. He's going to be talking about trends in the industry, entrepreneurial philanthropy, and you know what? Measuring results, which everybody needs to understand that. And in the nonprofit world, it's hard to do that. So he's going to come on talking about trends in the industry at 11:30 a.m. on the 8th, again, at the Palace at Somerset Park. You can look it up on Eventbrite and register. And then we have a 12 o'clock lunch. And then around 12:30, we're going to have our guest who's on the line right now, George McCullough, talking again about filmmaking and how you can partner and get some benefits from the filmmaking industry in the state of New Jersey, as long as Princeton Television, to make your story known. And so that will help to also sustain your ability and your offering as a nonprofit in the state of New Jersey. There's a panel discussion at 1 o'clock that's going to be facilitated by Mayor Janice Kovich. She's one of the experts on nonprofits in the state of New Jersey, always a leader. And we're going to have our panel packed with information, and one of the representatives of Unity Bank, who actually listens to almost everybody's story that gets in touch with Unity Bank. And she's one of the ones that decides on whether or not you get that kind of support. So I'm sure you're going to love that. And then our final keynote in the afternoon, again, if you could believe this is all in one day, at 1:45, is by Steve Califer. What does a benefactor look for in a nonprofit, and how do you gain that loyalty year to year when you need to re-up, or when you're finding a little challenge, or when you're actually, you know, modifying your mission to be more specific and you just need to be able to go back to the people that you've been to before, and what do they look for? He is one of the chairmen of the Somerset Patriots. He is the founder of Flemington Car and Truck Country. He is an award-winning filmmaker himself, so I'm sure that he and George are going to have a lot to talk about. And at the same time, he's a philanthropist many times over, and I'm sure you know his name. So anyway, that's the day. And so up until 5 o'clock today, we're going to continue right now with our conversation with George, who's been so patient while we gave you that long, long introduction on that event. But we hope you'll join us. And you can sign up. And again, if you want to get in touch, you could either get through by Mariah Media or directly online. And there are promo codes. Just get in touch with us. So, George, are you there?
I am.
What do you think of that day? Does that sound great or what?
It's amazing the amount of people and expertise that you guys are going to be providing folks on October 8th. I'm blown away. I'm honored that I'm able to talk that day. And I look forward to learning a lot of stuff.
Yeah, us too. And we're really excited about it. We're excited about the different areas that we're going to cover for nonprofits.
And I do feel it's interesting, like you say, like, you know, it's kind of funny because over the years with Talented People, we have had the privilege of meeting these individuals, including yourself, George, that have just remarkable, you know, expertise and so much sincere passion to help. They really look out for each of their different I want to say areas of interest. And then for us to be able to bring them all on the same day, you know, it's finally like we feel like we're actually able to put them all together, and the universe always comes back to those who put it out there. So we believe everybody who goes there is going to also be able to walk away with like so much information and so much help. Everyone like you of the presenters has a sincere mission to listen to meet the nonprofit guests. They know how hard it is to differentiate themselves. How it's hard to network. I mean, talk about that for a second. It's really hard. People don't understand how important it is for themselves to be able to introduce themselves, be able to introduce what they're talking about. They only have 2 seconds of, you know, in time. And you're going to come there and talk about how the story can be made into a film to help them be able to get that messaging down. And then at the same time, again, you know, all the people who are there are just so sincerely interested in meeting those nonprofits that I just, every time Colleen and I have a meeting with any of them, including you, you know, it just makes you feel really rewarded, you know, to be able to help these guys who are doing so much out there. Colleen, can you tell a little bit about some of the nonprofits that are going to be there?
Oh my gosh, we have so many that have signed up already, and there's some really great groups. One of them that I love is Girls on the Run, which is an organization that is nationwide, and they empower girls at a certain age when you know, girls start to slide off and lose their confidence. This is something about their program. They do run in the program, but there's so much more to that. They do all kinds of workshops with them and empowerment exercises and things like that. So they're going to be there. We've got Norwest Cap coming. We've got Family Promise, which is a homeless shelter. We have an organization called Who Is My Neighbor, and they're out of Highland Park. We have all over the state, and so many different, there are just so many of them. Am I missing?
Well, there's so many, but I also want to mention that, you know, if you're a nonprofit out there, or if you actually have a relationship with someone who is a nonprofit, we want one person nonprofits that just are starting out. They're right. Maybe pending with their 501c3 application. They may not even know how to start that process. But we know that Unity Bank is interested in supporting them, and they want to hear everybody's story. Goes back again to George on the line over here.
Plus, I think it'd be great for them to be able to talk to the other nonprofits, some of the bigger ones that mm-hmm. are coming, mm-hmm. To get ideas and
the best practices. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about.
And this is also for arts organizations, too.
Yes, yeah, so we have David Gray coming on our next show, and he's going to be talking about that. Yes, it is for the arts, and we've got a lot of stuff going on, especially the video, the stuff that you're talking about, the video presentation, and David Gray has been in the arts community for a long time. He's now the executive director of the Pennsylvania Ballet, so it's going to be a really exciting day. I'm excited about it.
I am too.
And I hear that the place that it's being held at is
the Palace.
It is a palace.
It's a palace. It's worth going there just to go for lunch, not including, you know, the breakfast is also being there. You know, it's like, oh my God, you walk in and it's, I have to say, it's kind of funny because my husband's sister, meaning my sister-in-law, she is one of the managers over there, and she's been there for 10 years, and it's the Palace at Somerset Park in, you know, Somerset. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, I just never stopped and like thought about it. I thought of it as a wedding location. It's a business center. It is the most just buttoned up. We walked in there because we were actually doing some work with our cybersecurity events earlier in the year, and we stopped in to say hello. And then we were like, you know what? This is like an extraordinary place for it's just amazing. So a lot of the people who are going are excited to be able to go there for the first time if they haven't been there before, too. So it's kind of like everything about this event is exciting, you know?
So, I think so. And we're excited that you're going to be there, George.
Oh, thanks.
So, you know, again, it's October 8th at the Palace at Somerset Park. You can go online and just type in Lessons for the Leaders, and it'll pop up on Eventbrite. You can get in touch with us at Mariah Media, and we look forward to having a really great event.
It's only 2 weeks away. So we're going to go to the news and weather real quick. It's a little bit longer, half-hour break. It's already 3:35, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. The death toll in the massive Valley Fire in Lake County, California is on the rise. Sheriff's officials say the remains of a fourth victim were found and are believed to be those of Robert Taylor Fletcher, whose home in Cobb was destroyed by the fire. The remains of three other victims were found last week. The Valley Fire has burned over 76,000 acres.
Yogi Berra is being remembered as one of the greatest catchers in baseball, but the Yankees legend is also known for his colorful quotes. Berra, who died last night at age 90, had a string of famous one-liners known as Yogiisms. Number one on the list is, "It ain't over till it's over." But there's also this classic, "When you come to a fork in the road, take it." And of course, we can't forget Yogi's masterpiece, "It's Deja Vu All Over Again." Meanwhile, the Yankees will wear number 8 on their jersey sleeves tonight in honor of Yogi Berra. Derek Jeter is remembering the late baseball icon as a dear friend and mentor. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just a saying.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online and not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Musicians, singer-songwriters, whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, save up to 20% on select gear to bring out your best. Like a portable 88-key digital piano for just $199, or two Sterling recording mics for $59, boom mic stands for just $19, or a Pearl Cajon drum with snare just $89. This weekend is your chance to save on everything you need to make music. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter savings is going on now. Don't miss it.
With only days to go before a possible government shutdown, presidential spokesman Josh Earnest says it's time for Republicans to sit down with Democrats and figure something out. The federal government runs out of money at month's end without a bipartisan agreement to extend funding. Some Republicans want to link budget talks with efforts to defund Planned Parenthood, a non-starter for Democrats. Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn is stepping down days after it was revealed the German automaker was rigging diesel cars to cheat on emissions tests. In a statement released by Volkswagen, Winterkorn said he is shocked by the events of the past few days and added he's stunned that misconduct on such a scale was possible in the Volkswagen Group. The company has admitted that 11 million of its diesel cars included special software that concealed true emissions levels. In Alaska, state leaders will team up with the city of Anchorage to create a new task force to fight human trafficking. Anchorage's mayor says the task force will root out, pursue, and punish traffickers while making sure the victims find sanctuary and justice. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A new online tool is helping Californians access and compare healthcare prices to make better decisions about where to get medical care. California Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones tapped UCSF and Consumer Reports to build California Healthcare Compare.
California consumers have had a heck of a time trying to find price information, and prices vary. For the same medical procedure in the same geographic area, the prices can be dramatically different. Good luck trying to find information on that.
California Healthcare Compare lets consumers compare hospital and medical group quality in areas such as maternity care, hip and knee replacement, back pain, colon cancer screening, and diabetes. The site also gives estimated regional costs for over 100 different medical procedures or conditions ranging from appendicitis to prostate cancer. Keeping the airways open during sleep might help victims of sleep apnea from getting symptoms of depression. A new study in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine evaluated over 400 adults who had never been diagnosed with sleep apnea and tested them for depression. Almost 300 of the participants were discovered to have sleep apnea and were treated with a mask that keeps airways open while the person sleeps. The researchers say the sleep apnea treatment improved their symptoms of depression. And the new Buick Cascada arrives in dealer showrooms early next year. It's the first convertible sold by Buick in over 25 years and will feature a roof that'll lower in under 20 seconds. The starting price of just under $34,000 will include the destination charge. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. Our guest that's calling in today, his name is George McCullough, and he's with Princeton Television. He is the executive director and executive producer. Colleen is here in studio, Colleen Kelly. So, George, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for hanging in there through that long break.
Yeah, we didn't want to hold you for too long. We're going to let you go in just a minute. But
They had a lot of news items. I was listening to.
Oh, good. So before we go, do you have any advice for nonprofits? Is there anything that you would tell an up-and-coming nonprofit or somebody that's, you know, thinking about starting one? What advice would you give them?
Well, I think nowadays, I think it's very, very important to get some kind of video on either their website or on YouTube, get it online, get it in the hands of people that need to hear this story. And it's whether you make the video with a cell phone or whether you make it with professional equipment, I think it's real important that people begin to start to craft their own stories and don't wait for mainstream news media to come and interview them and stuff like that.
That's a really good point and really good advice because, you know, you can get your story now with social media. Like you said, everyone is a broadcaster and you have the ability to broadcast and, you know, tell your story as far as you want to take it. Really, it is an amazing. That's what I love about technology. There's a lot of things that I don't like about, you know, everybody on their phones with their heads down. We're all in, you know, not engaging together face to face, but there's a lot of really great stuff.
And you're right. It is true. Rather than waiting for someone to pick up your story, make your own.
One of the things I really love about community media is, you know, I used to belong to a lot of activist groups and stuff like that. And to really try to get your message out, you had to jump up and down in the middle of the street in like a bunny outfit or something like that.
Did you do that?
Get the television stations to just even hear what you have to say. And then when you do that, it's only focused on on the bunny suit.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, it allows people to craft their own stories, their own messages, the way they want it to be heard. And I think that's really, really important nowadays.
That is well said. And we're going to, you know, let you go on that point. And we really, really appreciate you calling in and taking the time. I know you're a busy man. And we really look forward to having you at this event. And can't wait to see you there.
Actually, we're going to see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we will see you tomorrow. Sure.
We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say, George?
I'm just looking forward to the event, and I hope if anybody wants more information about the event, how do they find out again?
If you look on the internet and you just look up best practices, nonprofits, if you put the word Palace in or Califer, K-A-L-A-F-E-R, or Eventbrite, you can see that it's called best practices for nonprofits, lessons from the leaders. And
you can contact us at, you know, Mariah Media.
With two R's.
Mm-hmm. And also, George, I know that you were interviewed by the newspaper the other day. So can you tell us when that story will come out?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be in today, but I didn't see it in there.
They told me that it was going to be either today or the 30th, which is just as timely because of the event being on October 8th. So I know that they're very excited about it. And that's a US
yeah,
one.
It's supposed to be in US one. So mm-hmm. If people have access to that newspaper, they should pick it up.
Right. PrincetonOnline.com.
Looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah,
thanks.
And if there are any public officials in any towns throughout New Jersey that are interested in starting a station like Princeton TV, I'd be more than happy to come and talk to them about how they might be able to get something like this up and running.
It's great. It's an amazing resource for the community.
Yes, it is. And I know that Hunterdon is thinking about it, and right here at the Hunterdon Chamber is a good thing. So, and we should actually recognize the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and Chris Phelan and everybody who works over here so hard to allow us to be able to stream live across the nation on this, on the radio. So, George, you're great. We can't wait to see you tomorrow again. Looking really forward to hearing what you have to say on the 8th. And in the meantime, have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Go out and enjoy this weather.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Thanks. We'll see you soon. And thanks again for everything, George.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to let George go there from Princeton Television. He is amazing. He's an awesome person. Colleen, do you want to say anything else about just wrapping up from that event that's coming up? Because we are going to talk to David Gray at 4 o'clock.
Right.
And so George McCullough was just here with Princeton Television talking about resources for nonprofits.
Right. So we just wanted to talk a little bit now about Unity Bank and their involvement with this event. They're a sponsor of this nonprofit event. And they really are a true community bank. They care about nonprofits. They have so many amazing programs for nonprofits and ways for nonprofits to get grants and money and just support. So we're excited to be partnering with them on this event. And I think that you can probably pull up something that we can play.
We're going to do it just now at the break. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to put them on hold for a second, listen to the commercial, and then we'll let them listen to our Unity Bank people speaking directly that you produced.
Okay, what are you going to do? You have me confused.
I just want to say, if there's anything else, I'm going to actually we're going to go to our commercial break, and then we're going to put Unity Bank on. You're going to listen to how dedicated they are to the community.
Okay,
this was
great.
Produced by Colleen. It's awesome. All right, stand by.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, Jeannie Murphy with Talented People here. I'm with Ken Kamen from Mercadian Asset Management Group, and he's talking about the markets. What's going on today?
Well, the market's up this morning, Thursday morning. Today is what, May 7th?
Crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because
hi,
Jeannie
Murphy with Talented People here.
Together,
I'm with Ken Kamen from Mercadian Asset Management Group.
This
and
is
he's
District
talking
Governor
about
Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People.
Our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care.
Hi, Jeannie Murphy with Talented People here. I'm with Ken.
Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We have been a partner with... We have been a partner with Unity Bank for many, many years. This, my predecessor, our former executive director, developed this relationship years ago, and we've just been able to grow it over the years. And I can't speak highly enough about Unity Bank. Of course, their financial support is incredible, and they are very generous, always giving to us and supporting our events. And we absolutely appreciate that. But they take it one step farther. They really do exemplify their commitment to the community and to our agency. We've been doing a Box City fundraiser for many years where participants sleep in a box and raise money to raise money and awareness about homelessness in Hunterdon County. And not only has Unity Bank been our title sponsor for many years, but for several years, they've had very senior executives, including the bank president, EVPs and the director of marketing who have spent the night in a box to show their commitment. And I think that's really, really powerful. The other thing I love about the relationship with Unity Bank is that it's not uncommon in the nonprofit sector to have relationships in the corporate sector that are sort of one up, one down. And whether it's real or imagined, sometimes it's difficult to get past as the nonprofit who, as you can imagine, is feeling like the one down. Unity Bank at no point ever makes us feel that way. We feel that we are very much on an even keel with them. We have a wonderful line of communication. They are very supportive. Of course, we as a nonprofit do what we can to promote Unity Bank because they are, after all, absolutely a community bank and they show it.
Welcome back to Talented People. If you heard our little technical disruptions there, thanks for standing by with us. We wanted to share that information with you from one of the nonprofits that Unity Bank supports all the time. And they are a sponsor of the upcoming event at the Palace for Nonprofits. And it's just extraordinary. Everybody who's going to be there is really looking out for the best interests of everyone who's going to be in attendance. So if you're a nonprofit and you'd like to be there, if you're a for-profit business that either wants to bring one of your clients as a special value add, give them, you know, arm them with the things they may need to sustain themselves later. You really can't do it without doing it all in one day like we are on the 8th of October at the Palace at Somerset Park. It's already 3:52 on Wednesday, September 23rd. It's absolutely gorgeous outside, 76 degrees right now. We had George McCullough from Princeton Television on the air. We're going to go to our break at the end of the show here, news and weather, and then we're going to have David Gray, who is the executive director with the Pennsylvania Ballet, formerly with the Center for Nonprofits in New Jersey, on to talk about entrepreneurial philanthropy and measuring results. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. The death toll in the massive Valley Fire in Lake County, California is on the rise. Sheriff's officials say the remains of a fourth victim were found and are believed to be those of Robert Taylor Fletcher, whose home in Cobb was destroyed by the fire. The remains of three other victims were found last week. The Valley Fire has burned over 76,000 acres. Yogi Berra is being remembered as one of the greatest catchers in baseball, but the Yankees legend is also known for his colorful quotes. Berra, who died last night at age 90, had a string of famous one-liners known as Yogiisms. Number one on the list is, "It ain't over till it's over." But there's also this classic, "When you come to a fork in the road, take it." And of course, we can't forget Yogi's masterpiece, "It's Deja Vu All Over Again." Meanwhile, the Yankees will wear number 8 on their jersey sleeves tonight in honor of Yogi Berra. Derek Jeter is remembering the late baseball icon as a dear friend and mentor. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just a saying.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Musicians, singer-songwriters, whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, save up to 20% on select gear to bring out your best. Like a portable 88-key digital piano for just $199, or two Sterling recording mics for $59, boom mic stands for just $19, or a Pearl Cajon drum with snare just $89. This weekend is your chance to save on everything you need to make music. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter savings is going on now. Don't miss it.
With only days to go before a possible government shutdown, presidential spokesman Josh Earnest says it's time for Republicans to sit down with Democrats and figure something out. The federal government runs out of money at month's end without a bipartisan agreement to extend funding. Some Republicans want to link budget talks with efforts to defund Planned Parenthood, a non-starter for Democrats. Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn is stepping down days after it was revealed the German automaker was rigging diesel cars to cheat on emissions tests. In a statement released by Volkswagen, Winterkorn said he is shocked by the events of the past few days and added he's stunned that misconduct on such a scale was possible in the Volkswagen Group. The company has admitted that 11 million of its diesel cars included special software that concealed true emissions levels. In Alaska, state leaders will team up with the city of Anchorage to create a new task force to fight human trafficking. Anchorage's mayor says the task force will root out, pursue, and punish traffickers while making sure the victims find sanctuary and justice. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A new online tool is helping Californians access and compare healthcare prices to make better decisions about where to get medical care. California Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones tapped UCSF and Consumer Reports to build California Healthcare Compare.
California consumers have had a heck of a time trying to find price information, and prices vary. For the same medical procedure in the same geographic area, the prices can be dramatically different. Good luck trying to find information on that.
California Healthcare Compare lets consumers compare hospital and medical group quality in areas such as maternity care, hip and knee replacement, back pain, colon cancer screening, and diabetes. The site also gives estimated regional costs for over 100 different medical procedures or conditions ranging from appendicitis to prostate cancer. Keeping the airways open during sleep might help victims of sleep apnea from getting symptoms of depression. A new study in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine evaluated over 400 adults who had never been diagnosed with sleep apnea and tested them for depression. Almost 300 of the participants were discovered to have sleep apnea and were treated with a mask that keeps airways open while the person sleeps. The researchers say the sleep apnea treatment improved their symptoms of depression. And the new Buick Cascada arrives in dealer showrooms early next year. It's the first convertible sold by Buick in over 25 years and will feature a roof that'll lower in under 20 seconds. The starting price of just under $34,000 will include the destination charge. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Colleen Kelly is in studio today. I'm so happy about that. We're talking about nonprofits and some of the outstanding work that they do and dedicated to their tasks. And one of the experts in the field, his name is David Gray. He's going to be calling in. He is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Ballet. He was formerly with the Center for Nonprofits in New Jersey, plus about 100 things having to do with nonprofits, which he'll tell us about when he gets on the line here. In the meantime, I want to give you an update on the forecast. If you happen to be in the area, it's about 401 on